IL Women Podcast, the source of her sport.
My podcast where I talk about lacrosse with lacrosse people, bring some good vibes, good energy to your ears, to your timelines. I'm excited to be back recording live from my childhood bedroom that is bright pink, so lots of good energy today. And I am talking to someone that I have, I guess, fairly recently met through hashtag Black Twitter, but has quickly become one of my favorite people. We've got Carly Fleischer here, and y'all have probably seen Carly's art on the timeline, whether it be gloves or any custom cleats that she's making for athletes. And I just thought it was so important and so awesome to talk to someone who's, you know, in the creative business, creating really awesome stuff for our athletes, and yeah, just learn more about her. So Carly, welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much for having me. That was such a glowing introduction.
Of course, of course. Gotta make sure everyone knows what's up.
I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, yeah, happy to have you. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? We'll dive in some more kind of throughout, but just quick elevator pitch about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I'm Carly, obviously. I started Kicks by Carly 6 years ago in my dorm room in Syracuse, New York, during my first semester of college. And I originally started off doing like hand-painted sneakers, like Van sneakers were the big thing back in 2014, and everybody wanted them. So that's what I was doing for a while. And then it just somehow snowballed into being able to do work for pro athletes and getting super involved in the lacrosse space, which has been awesome, even though I grew up playing lacrosse and I did not like it because everybody in my town was way too competitive. And it was just like too, who do you know and which club team? And like, I totally understand why people are turned off by that. It just was not for me, but I've always appreciated the game. I'll always sit and watch a game. Going to Syracuse, I literally went to as many games as I could. I just loved it so much, but it wasn't for me to play.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So I guess, yeah, we can start kind of pre-college and then we'll jump into that. And obviously, like you mentioned, going to see so many games, so many amazing teams, you know, that's obviously something we want to touch on. So where did you grow up and then when did you start playing?
I am from Long Island. I'm from a small town called Cold Spring Harbor, actually from the same town as Adam Gittleman. So I do remember growing up and watching him, and he was always like the talk of the town. And it was just, it's so crazy to like, once I reconnected with lacrosse, I was like, oh my gosh, that name sounds so familiar. And I was like, oh, he's from my town, duh.
That's awesome.
And it's just like really funny how it all comes full circle. I don't remember when I started playing. I was young. I played soccer my whole life, and then a lot of the same people who played soccer would play lacrosse in the spring. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like I probably started around like second or third grade maybe. And then I quit in high school because yeah.
It was too much. I understand.
It just was not for me. And like, I'm first to admit that it just wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I give props to every single person who it is for them, but that wasn't me.
Yeah. No, I think that's super important to talk about too, because I mean, I kind of look back at my lacrosse journey and like had played 2 years in college and then decided to step away and focus on business and something a little different. But, you know, some of the immediate reactions, people was like, oh, but how are you going to stay involved in lacrosse if you're not playing like at a college team or if you're not playing in general? But I think you and I both show like you can be involved in the sport in so many different ways through art, through talking about analysis, you know, coaching, like all these different avenues that you can still make an impact in the game without maybe necessarily like being on the field all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just like look at the industry as a whole, there are so many people involved and so many people who are incredibly talented at what they do, whether they're photographers, videographers, whatever it is that they do. And a lot of these people have not played lacrosse ever. And it's just so interesting to see how it's like, it truly is a sport that just draws people in for whatever reason and connects everybody. And it's just, it's really crazy to me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So kind of moving forward a little bit, you mentioned starting your company in your dorm room. So where did you go to college? Well, you mentioned earlier, but you can say it again, where you went to college and what you were aiming to study and then what you ended up studying.
I went to Syracuse University. I went there solely because of the sport management program, because it's one of the best in the country. studied sport management, had an amazing time, got an incredible education, worked for a bunch of different really cool places while I was there. I worked for the Syracuse Crunch, which is Syracuse's AHL team. They're actually the affiliate to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who just won the Stanley Cup. So that's kind of cool. But I had so many amazing opportunities, a lot of different events within Syracuse, basketball games, football games, really everything. The possibilities were truly endless. So that was the main reason that I chose to go to Syracuse. And looking back, I can't imagine going anywhere else. Like, I highly doubt I would be here right now talking to you if I didn't go to Syracuse.
Wow. That's amazing. And Syracuse, obviously the women's team, my favorite lacrosse team in the world, and huge Kayla Tranter fan. And yeah, that's just so cool. So what was the atmosphere like? Like, I guess I'm trying to envision what lacrosse on a campus that already also has so many other amazing sports teams, especially like football and basketball, kind of, you know, as a fan of the game and someone who was involved in sports management, what was that like being in close proximity to the lacrosse programs?
For sure. I mean, like I said before, I've always loved watching lacrosse, even if it wasn't for me to play. But mm-hmm. I remember, like, on like a Saturday in March, and you can just like grab your friends and go walk to the Carrier Dome. It's literally 2 seconds away, and just go take in a game. There's literally nothing that compares to that. It was one of the most incredible experiences. Everybody's always like buzzing in the dome too. It's like, it's not like you're just like chilling, like watching a game. It's like everybody's like right. rabid fans too. Like, it's yeah. nobody's there for like the casual game. Everybody who's there is like super into it, which is awesome. Yeah. I mean, and I know the players all feel that way too, that they have the full support of the community as well. And mm-hmm. the whole Syracuse community is like really in, like all in on the athletics. So it's awesome. Definitely really cool to see.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't imagine. Yeah. One day I'm going to make the trek. I'll do the drive from Maryland up to Syracuse, from Silver Spring, DMV up to Syracuse and catch a game. That's so cool. So what inspired you to start your business? And when you started, was it just kind of like, oh, okay, you know, I have this talent, like I should explore it and make a couple pieces, see where it goes? Or did you go in full-fledged like, yo, I'm about to make some sick stuff for some pro athletes and take over this like – you know, art life?
So I originally started, I painted a pair of sneakers for myself, and I was like, okay, like that was fun. It was so time consuming. The first time you do anything is like super time consuming. Mm-hmm. It took me so many hours to do them. And I'm also like a major perfectionist. I like everything to be exactly how I envision it. And if it's not perfect, I won't stop. But so exactly. So after that, I was like, I'm not doing this again. Like, why would I ever put this much time into something for somebody else? Whatever. Mm-hmm. My roommate asked for a pair. I made her a pair. Our across the hall neighbors wanted pairs. And then it just like really, it spiraled out of control. I was painting on these shoes for everyone. We had boxes from Zappos in our dorm room up to the ceiling. It was just, it was out of control. It really was. And then I really stopped doing shoes for a couple of years. I moved on to more like apparel, and I actually have a bunch of designs that are officially licensed designs for like tailgate clothes for a bunch of different schools, which is awesome. Wow. But moved away from that. And then after college, I did my senior capstone with the New York Lizards, which is like basically Syracuse's like full-time internship to conclude your formal education and like put it all together. It was an insane experience. I was like totally not expecting to be pulled in a million different directions to do so many things, because obviously everybody knows all these lacrosse operations. It's not like an NFL team where like you do one job. You always hear like, oh, you're wearing so many different hats and this and that. And you truly are. All the people who work at these operations are commendable. It's really incredible because you do so many different things. But so I went in there to be an apparel and merchandising, intern. And then I somehow like ended up doing social media. And then I was just like talking to all the players, like asking them to like be on the Instagram. And that's also really annoying to them because it's just so irritating. Like, they're here to practice. They're here to play. Like, leave me alone.
Part-time male model, you know.
Exactly. But
Bill's got to get paid.
Exactly. But they're like, I'm here to play lacrosse. Like, get out of my face with the phone, which I totally understood. But I guess a big part of it was that I was younger, closer in age to a lot of the players at the time than some of the people who were on the staff. And I guess I was more relatable to them. So I kind of just like forged those friendships, I kind of got my own personal, like, I don't want to say like following, like I didn't get a following, but I definitely was like friendly with these guys and like they knew who I was. And then eventually what happened was after, this is like the most convoluted story, but
I love it. I love story times. I'm like, yes, more story.
So I was working for the NHL at the time. This was like after my Lizards internship finished. I was working for the NHL. I was doing social media for the Islanders. Anybody who knows me knows I'm like,
that's amazing.
Off the charts Islanders fan. I love them. They're my favorite team ever. Whatever. Long story short, decided to move away from that because I was like, I don't think that this is what I'm going to do with my life. And I decided to pursue doing my business full time. That was so freaking scary to do, but I did it. And I was like, you know what? I'm still living at home. It's not that big of a deal. Like if there's a time to do this, it's now.
Right.
Not when I'm like giving up a salary of like six figures, which I was never going to be making six figures working in sports, but still. Anyway, so I decided one day, this was after the PLL had all evolved into what it was. And I decided one day, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to dive in head first and I'm going to find somebody really good. And I was like, what's the worst that's going to happen? You message somebody on Instagram and they don't read it, or they say no, or they read it and don't respond. Okay, guess what? Move on. Big deal.
Right.
So one day I got such like a wind of courage for whatever reason. And I decided to message Greg Grunlin. And I was like,
amazing.
Hey Greg, like I'm just I have this business. I'm trying to break into the professional lacrosse landscape. Like, is there any way you would let me do a pair of shoes for you? And he was like, oh my God, like that sounds amazing. Like this is so cool. Like, and I'm not kidding, he responded to me in 5 minutes. And I literally am the type of, he's amazing. He's my favorite person. But I'm the type of person who, when I send like a risky text or a message or something, I like throw my phone away. I'm like, okay, like don't think about it, whatever.
Yep.
And then literally 2 seconds later, I saw a message from him. He was like, this is so cool. Let's do it. Like I'm in.
Wow,
and I was like, oh my God, like this is wild. So that was definitely my first like toe in the water working with professional athletes. And obviously there's no one better than Greg to work with, because he was like, here, do the colors, do my number, write these, that's fine, take it how you will, whatever. And I was like, this is amazing, like this is great. Then I'm trying to think how I got connected with Jules. I don't know, but we like have been social media friends or whatever for a while. And then he signed his, we were talking about doing cleats, there was a whole thing about he didn't know if he could get them or whatever it was. And then he signed his Epic partnership. And I was like, I commented on the photo. Like I could literally go back and find it. And I was like, oh my God, like let's do painted gloves for the second half of the season. He was like, oh my God, I'm in. And then from there, that was like the springboard. Then I had like Jared Newman wanted a pair and it just went out of control from there, which was great.
Yeah.
And then the PLL asked me to do cleats to auction off at the championship weekend, whatever it was. And then at the championship game, I met so many people, all the people from Epic and all these different brands and everything. So that's like the really long, convoluted story of how I sort of dove into the professional lacrosse landscape.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm on your Instagram right now and I'm like distracted because I just, also these butterfly Air Force Ones, please let me get those. Listen, because as soon as we could really, really be outside, don't. I want custom everything. I'll custom everything. Everything designer.
Expensive. I'm here for it.
But that's so cool. And I think what really stood out to me off the bat from your story is just like how the community has embraced or like embraced your talent and your drive to want to do something really cool and like want to elevate you. You know, like I see you've got your 5,000 followers and like your following is growing both here and on Twitter. And you know, you're showcasing all the different things that you know how to do. You got some Tims on here. I think that it's so cool and so important that you just dove in, because you know, I think of myself and with my business too, like the fear of being, okay, if I just dive in, if I start this, like what if it doesn't work? Or, you know, what if this person doesn't respond to my email or to my DM? You know, that's always something that's like scary. Sorry, my sister is calling. That's always something that's really scary. And, but you went for it. You went for it and you did it and you, you know, are living your dream.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely does take that like courage to actually, I guess, jump off the ledge or whatever the saying is, to just dive in and do it. But I don't know what movie it's from. I think it's like We Bought a Zoo or something, but it's like all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage and that's all. And I'm like, you know what, you could do anything for 20 seconds. Convince yourself that you can email whoever it is or reach out or
ask. Exactly,
like every time I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? Okay, they're gonna say no, all right, move on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so true too. Like you know, there's so many people that I've been scared to email or things I've been scared to apply to that I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get this. Or, I don't know if this is for me, but if you just try, like the worst that I think, at least the worst outcome for me ever is if I don't try, but I could have been a good fit for something. Like, I don't ever want to miss out on that. And yeah, so anyone listening to this, like whatever idea, especially right now, you know, I think having an outlet for creativity or for your ideas is so important because we have this time and there's so many things happening that like, it's not a bad idea to have something that can kind of distract you or inspire you to further do something that you really want to do.
For sure. I mean, if you don't try, you'll never know. And I think that's almost worse is like, mm-hmm. I would just completely overthink like, but what if I did email him? What if I did reach out to whoever it was? And
right.
maybe it would have been huge, but you won't know if you don't try it.
Yeah. And most people want to help too. Like people love helping. People love talking about what's going on and, you know, elevating people to the next stage. So what's been your favorite piece that you've done for anyone, whether it be cleats or gloves or any of that?
That's so hard. I really, really like the Syracuse Auto gloves. I mean, I'm a little biased, but I also just made a pair of those for Joey Spolino, which I'm like super excited about. And he posted them and I got like a million followers from him. And I just keep calling it the Spolino effect. I'm like, how is somebody who's like 16 years old this popular? It's not fair, but.
Listen, the future of lacrosse right there.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I'm like trying to get in on the ground level to some of these kids. I'm like, if I'm starting to make customs for these kids in high school, who knows what it's going to be like in 5-10 years when they're in the pros. So
yeah, especially because, I mean, for them, that there's no like specific uniform regulations in terms of, you know, what color gloves can you have, what color shoes can you have. And it's fun too. Like, I think that was my favorite part of the high school experience was just how fun all your equipment can be. And even now, like, you can have whatever equipment you want and you can make it your own. And yeah, that's so cool. I'm seeing now he has like 10,000 followers. That's amazing. I love these Lakers gloves that you did for Kyle. Those are insane.
Those were so fun too. That I almost forgot about those. Those are definitely like up there.
Yes.
We also planned those like literally the week before the world shut down. We were together in New York City and like talking about something completely different. But then we eventually decided to do those gloves. And like, I'm not even kidding. Like 5 days later is when the coronavirus pandemic hit. And it was just, everything was done from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see the Black Lives Matter gloves as well. Thank you. Cause we need them. It's super cool to, I don't know if saying like using art for activism is the right phrase to use, but again, like using your talents to not only, you know, grow the game of lacrosse, but raise awareness about issues. Like these are all things that I think are so intertwined and, it's so important to be using our platforms to raise these messages. I do have a question though, like, as a woman in, you know, did sports management and sports, and now you're working in the art world and in sports as well. Do you think that it's like more difficult to get opportunities? Is there any, like, have you faced kind of any difficulties getting the opportunities to work with athletes, or do you think that it's, you know, just been pretty like streamlined because you're able to showcase, you know, your talent, things that you've made on your Instagram? It's all right there.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of hate to say it because I know like a lot of women in sports do feel that they're in a position where things are more difficult for them, but I honestly have never felt like that. I don't know if it's the fact that my work speaks for itself or that I'm just not afraid to go up and talk to people and ask for what I want or that I've built these relationships with these players. But I also think that that's a huge part of it is being able to build the relationships. And I like built these friendships with these guys off the bat and they know that they can trust me. And like when Jules came to me with the idea for the Black Lives Matter gloves, I was like, I was just like so glad and like almost like honored that he thought of me to help him with what he wanted to do with it. And I think it's obviously so important, like the art and activism thing that you mentioned before, and just it is so intertwined and like being able to use these things that are like either a fashion piece or just being able to like make a statement and tell a story is like one of my favorite things. These pieces that it's literally protective equipment when you think about it at the very basic of it. And I just think it's really an interesting concept to be able to like learn somebody's story and why they stand for what they stand for, whether it's Black Lives Matter or breast cancer research or autism or whatever the case may be. I just think it's so interesting and I love to help out in any way that I can. So I'm always really excited when somebody comes to me with a project like that where I can really, I guess, help in a way that's bigger than just looking cool on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that's awesome. And I love that, you know, you've been able to build those relationships and now build on them too, because they know people and, you know, everyone kind of has their network that you can expand to. You know, in terms of your business, like, this question is, I know, like, the most annoying question, but, you know, what's next? Like, what do you have kind of envisioned for yourself as you move forward as a business owner?
Yeah, I mean, I love the lacrosse industry and I love all the people that I work with, but I would love to branch out into one of the main four sports. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that people have different connections in different sports, whether it be the NFL, the NBA, MLB, whatever it may be. But so I really am trying to like exploit those connections and just try to figure it all out from there. I mean, that's another thing about working just in general, not even in sports, but like, it's just about the connections you have and utilizing mm-hmm. them and not being afraid to ask somebody, hey, like, I see that you're connected with so-and-so on LinkedIn. Any chance mm-hmm. that you could introduce me just for a quick, just to introduce myself or ask a few questions about what they do. And you never know where that's going to lead. So
absolutely,
I definitely would say that moving into the main four sports is probably one of my goals, but cool. I don't know. I love lacrosse. I'm happy to stay here for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we definitely want to keep you, but also have you, you know, grow and expand and do your thing. Yeah, that's so exciting. That's so cool. I'm excited to see you continue to like create all these really amazing products. And how has social media like been instrumental in your growth as you kind of build your portfolio and like build your business?
Oh boy. Social media has been the biggest part of anything. I mean, mm-hmm. my personal social media is like a wreck because I just put all my time into my business and like making it all look good and just the algorithms and this and that. And like anybody who runs a business that's based on social media knows how hard it is that like, sometimes you're getting a million likes, sometimes you're getting 200 and you're like, what did I do differently? Like, I don't understand. So social media is a huge, huge part of it. So many of these people have found me through social media. I mean, that was literally, I got most of like a huge following anytime either a pro player or somebody who is just popular posts my gloves. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember the day that Jules posted his gloves, and this was like before people were wearing custom gloves. This was like, we were really like, I don't want to say like, oh, we pioneered it, because we absolutely did not, but it was just, he was the first one to go off in the PLL season and be like, I'm wearing these flashy green and yellow gloves.
Yeah.
And that just is what it is. And I remember that day I came back from the gym or something and I looked at my phone and my iPad and I was like, oh my God, like what's happening?
Yeah. Like, is the world ending? Is everything okay?
I literally thought that there was like an emergency or something. And my phone was just blowing up and I had so many followers and comments and this and that. And it was just amazing to see. And the support of everybody on social, I mean, on Twitter too, is like amazing. Every time I tweet something out, I'm like, oh, so like, who has an idea for Halloween gloves? Mm-hmm. And then I have like 10 replies in a minute. And it's great because everybody has interesting ideas. And it's just such a great way to connect with people. But personally, I don't like social media other than business because it stresses me out.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's so funny. Like, I love my official Axel accounts. Like, as you know, I stay on the TL, love, you know, causing a ruckus, doing my thing. But when I do my business instead, because like you mentioned, algorithm, all these things, like those are things I have to worry about. I started the official Axio account so long ago, and that was before I even knew what an out, like I, before I even knew all these metrics mattered and engagement rates and all these things. And I'm so thankful I have an intern, shout out to Riley, because she is a mastermind of social and like so good at all of it. And I get so worked up. I'm like, oh my God, this picture is not doing well. Like I'm freaking out. But she just like takes it all in stride and makes sure that, you know, people are following us and things are getting the likes they need and all of that. So yeah, social media can definitely be a lot. So I try to take it all in stride, one at a time. Just one at a time. Like,
yeah, cannot, for sure. Cannot it's
let
stressful.
Myself get overwhelmed. Cannot let myself, yeah, get overwhelmed. It's so crazy. And speaking of social, so obviously you are also a frequent member / I don't know, voice on the TL within Lax Twitter and Instagram. I'm thinking like the past couple days or even the past couple weeks, really, it just seems like every week there's something popping up that like gets everyone so worked up and people are so upset and it's like the world is ending. And then I'm here like, here's a gif of something funny. Like, how do you feel about kind of the interactions that we're all having on Lax Twitter, especially during the pandemic and in general?
Honestly, I really love the drama. Like, I live for it. I think it's so funny. And especially when it's like these middle-aged fathers of three who are like goodness. Getting really worked up about something. And I'm like,
yep.
Steve, like, it's all right. Like, yep. It's going to be okay.
Using 10 dots. Steve has 10 dots in the tweet. You know it's about to go down.
Oh, it's just, it's so funny. But that being said, like, I've met so many incredible people through mm-hmm. hashtag Lax Twitter.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how I got started, how I even, like, made my way onto lacrosse Twitter at any point. Like, I wonder who the first person was that I followed that just kind of, like, snowballed into that. But, yeah. No, I love the drama. Shout out to Chris Jastrzemski because he keeps me up to date on everything. Whenever,
he knows like, everything. He's like Oracle.
He knows everything. He gives me all the insider information. I'm like, I feel so smart when I speak to him. And anytime that I like miss a day on Twitter and see that I miss like a bunch of tweets, I just go to his profile and do a little scroll and see yeah. what's going
and you
on.
Catch that and, up.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's all right there for me.
Yeah. My favorite is when rules, things about rules come out. Cause I think updated face off rules for 2021 for, boys just came out and it was like everyone's just up in arms about it. Like this can't be happening. This isn't lacrosse. And, you know, whether you know, everyone obviously has their own feelings that are, influence how they view any rule changes and things. But I really think it's great for the game. Like it, that discourse, at least it when it's just focused on the game itself and the rules and not, you know, attacks on people and things like that, or, you know, attacks on the creators of our game. I think that it helps because it gets the conversation going, it gets things buzzing. I think Diggs always talks about this a lot. Like, you know, he's trying to make lacrosse Twitter as funny as NBA Twitter. And when, you know, dads are getting lit up about a face-off rule changing or possession rules changing, things like that. Like that just kind of fuels more and more conversation about the game and popularity and strengthens the community. You know, I loved watching the PLL games and live tweeting those. I think you and I probably had way more fun doing that than some people did. But again, like that contributed so much to just the conversations about the game.
For sure. I mean, the rule tweets and stuff about the regulations, that's the kind of stuff that I really stay out of because I truly know nothing and I don't want to exploit myself as being a fraud and not really knowing anything. But I do think that the like Twitter, I don't know, like the people who are very passionate and have these strong mm-hmm. opinions, I mean, it's a good thing. It means that people care about this game and it's not right. just like, oh, like ban the face off. Oh, let's make the field like a triangle for some reason. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's paint the grass pink. Why not?
Yeah.
It's not just like random things. And I would too. That'd be fun.
I'm great.
But it's like, it proves that people really care about this sport and everybody mm-hmm. in this, I guess, community is super passionate about it. So I right. think that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Definitely. And then I guess one thing that you and I have talked about a lot and like have been working on the side is we are branching off of the timelines, PLL players as rom-com characters, tweets to really like streamline the list, break it down. So I gotta ask because Christmas rom-com season's coming and maybe some Halloween rom-coms are also coming. I don't know. I don't work at Hallmark, so I can't, you know, I can't disclose anything. But I would say who would be the main character if you had to write a Christmas rom-com or any rom-com, who would be the main character in your movie? And then who would like, what would their character be?
This is so difficult. I don't see, this is what stresses me out when like people ask me to single out a certain player for something or when somebody asks me like, oh, who's your favorite player? And I'm like, well, all my clients, but then I also have like 10 other guys who are going to freak out if I don't say them.
You can say 10. So I mean, I think we have time for 10. Okay. I'll start because I just, yeah, so, go. Oh gosh, I don't want to butcher his name. See, I try to practice names. I hate when people butcher my name, but Callan, might be Challen Rogers, looks just like Jason Momoa. So obviously in my head I'm like, that's Aquaman. That's Aquaman.
I could
so
see that.
But it could also be a, you know, trying to think like what's like the perfect one. It'd be like city athlete, like going back to the seaside town that he's from and really discovering like, okay, the true meaning of his sport. Like maybe he'd been loving the sport less, but now I was like, okay, I really love the sport, and I'm like coaching these kids and teaching them the game, and then that's like the whole meaning of the sport, meaning of Christmas and the holidays, and everyone lives happily ever after. Like, that's definitely what I'm getting. Seaside, town Aquaman infusion into the story.
Maybe like Rhode Island type vibes. I know he's Canadian, but like I could see that for
sure. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They should hire us.
I think
they need to hire us. No, you gotta do one. You gotta do one. Okay, maybe you don't have to say names. Because obviously I don't want to hurt your business. But if I had to do one, you gotta bring one to the pod.
I'm thinking. I just want everybody to know that this all stemmed from when the list of top 25 players was released. I was like, oh, I'm gonna release my list of 25 best looking players. And that's basically what this stemmed from. And I was half joking, half not. Mostly not joking, but also was scared that people were going to shit on me if I said something that they didn't like. So,
if a list mysteriously appears, it was not Carly.
I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Legally, she cannot disclose the author of the list.
Exactly. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I've never looked at any of you guys ever. If I had to pick a character for a rom-com, I don't know why, but for some reason I'm gonna go with Ryder Garnsey, and I don't know what the scenario is gonna be, but I don't know. I want to see him in a rom-com. I think that would be quite interesting.
Yeah, I feel like he probably has some good jokes too. Like, he seems like happy personality. Like,
he's very vocal. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, put that on the list. Put that on the list. I know we got some Sergio Perkovic fans listening.
So many.
But that was up and down this year. That was all over the timeline. We got diversify our portfolios.
The problem is that Sergio is just like too typical. Like he's too good looking almost. That like everybody expects him to be the male model that goes home for the holidays or whatever it is. Like you got to do some of these guys that are like a little bit off the beaten path. Like it can't all be the models. It can't all be like the Drew Snyders and that crew. You know.
You know what? I see the vision. They really need to hire us because we're writing stories right now that people would want to watch. Okay, but we gotta have a Paul Rabel rom com. Or I guess maybe I classify everything as a rom com, but really it's like all the mushy like Lifetime Hallmark.
Yeah, like a goopy. Like a mushy gushy.
Yeah. All of that in one box. But we got to have like a Paul Rabel taking a break from the crazy hustle and bustle of LA and like meeting someone at Coachella or Summit thing that like helps him remember his passion for the game of lacrosse. And like, I don't know.
I would pay to watch some of these. Like, this just sounds hilarious. Honestly, listen. More of like a comedy than a romantic movie, but that's fine.
Right. Oh yeah, I could definitely write up some comedies for us based on the TL. But yeah, hey, at PLL, if y'all putting together a calendar and need some stories, you know where to find us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would probably be the number one bestseller in the PLL store if they did a calendar with pictures of all the players, like shirtless and with like puppies. I mean, I just don't know anybody who would say no to that. I wish I could give out a discount code or something and just get some people to buy it. And I don't know. I mean, we also have all the Lax moms on Twitter who are so into it with us as well. So I think they would buy the calendar charity. As well. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I would support for charity. Oh man. I'm excited for the holiday season. I love all those, like, I love the Mushy Gush movies. They're so out of this world and not realistic. And every time, like, oh, of course, the lawyer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. Have I seen the story 20 times? Yes. Am I going to watch it? Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's so predictable.
So predictable every single time. So in terms of kind of looking towards the next season and all the different events coming up for lacrosse, like, how can players reach out? If someone's listening and they want to get gloves, they want to get cleats down, like, how do they find you, and how do they go about getting something custom made from you?
Yeah, I mean, message me on Instagram. I don't see my Twitter messages for some reason. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I did to it, but Drake Porter messaged me, like, 3 weeks ago, and I just saw it, and I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Like, I just completely missed it, and I felt so bad. So if you need me, please don't message me on Twitter because I don't know how to work it. Message me on Instagram, or you can email me, carly@kicksbycarly.com, or you can go to my website, kicksbycarly.com, and submit a form on there. Yeah, or reach out to one of the other pros who has my phone number. I'm sure they will willingly give it to you.
Yes, we got a website. We're official out here. And then in terms of people listening that are looking to start a business, like, what would you say to someone that's kind of on the fence about starting their business and is maybe just not sure, like, what the first step they should take is?
I always feel so weird giving business advice because I always feel like I'm not qualified to do it, but I've had a business for 6 years, so I guess I'm qualified.
Yes, absolutely. But,
it's very cliche, but I say just go ahead and do it. I did not think twice. I was like, at first I was like, I'm not doing this. I don't want to be paid to draw on sneakers. This is horrible. And then one day I was sitting at the airport waiting to go back to Syracuse, and I just made an Instagram. I called it Kicks by Carly, and here we are 6 years later. So I feel like the first step is the hardest, but once you take it, the possibilities are endless. I sound like I'm trying to give a motivational speech right now.
Love
and
it.
It's kind of disgusting. But
paint that.
Seriously,
paint that on a t-shirt. I will buy it.
But seriously, I think the first step is hardest of all. And once you get there, you'll figure it all out. That was literally my plan. I was like, I guess I'm starting a business. I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to figure it out. And I swear every single day I learn something new or work with new people or I don't know. I just did something with Warrior to showcase their new gloves. And I'm like learning all about this new technology and these gloves. And I'm like, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know anything about lacrosse, which I say that, but I really do know plenty. But
yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, no, you know a lot.
No, I do. But I'm a little self-deprecating because I'm like, oh, I didn't play. I don't know. What are you guys talking about? But
it's in the heart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad that I'm in this industry and I get to hang with all these people, not actually physically because social distance, but hopefully that will change soon because I just want to interact with everybody and I miss going to lacrosse games because they're so fun.
Yes, absolutely. And as a community too, how can we help you? Because I think one of the things I want to do more is use my platform to like elevate other people in the community. So what can I do as a friend and what can people listening do to like help you reach the goals that you've set for yourself, for your business?
For sure. I mean, things that are literally cost $0 and take you maybe 5 seconds of your day is retweeting, quote tweeting, commenting something nice, liking a post. I mean, I'm sure you see how many different posts end up in your timeline that you just saw somebody liked or somebody retweeted. And I find so many cool things that way. And just like, you never know who follows somebody else and who will see it and whatever the case may be. Like somebody posted a pair of my gloves and Casey Powell liked it. And I was like, this community is so small, but like, that's really sick. Like that's really freaking cool. So you just never know where, whose eyes your stuff will end up in front of. So I would probably say that the easiest, cheapest, quickest way to help somebody with a business is just retweeting, sharing their stuff, saying, oh, look, these gloves are so cool. Or I would like these if they were this color or whatever. Even give me criticism. Yeah. I don't care. Tell me if you hate something. I'd love to hear it. I mean, feedback is great, I think.
Awesome. Yeah, we definitely do that. We'll definitely be adding. And who's on your list of people that you really want to work with? Because you mentioned like wanting to shift to Big Four. So in case anyone out there knows these people and wants to DM them and say, hey, hit up Kicks by Carly. Like, she got you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for anything, honestly. I'm a huge Yankee fan. So any of them, Clint Frazier wears really cool, like crazy cleats all the time. So like, I'd love to work with him. But honestly, anybody, I'm just like so open to breaking into any big sport. And like, even from there, like I saw how it happened with lacrosse. You do one for one person and it just builds up. And now, I was telling you the other day that one of my goals for the year was to have a client on every PLL team and I'm one away. So if any whip sneaks want gloves, please hit me up because I would love to do that for you guys just to bang out the 7 out of 7. But I mean, so if anybody has any connections in any of the four major sports, that would be amazing. Please connect me with whoever you know, but don't message me on Twitter because I don't see it.
Because her assistant will not see the messages and will not be able to pass the message along. I'm excited to continue supporting you and learning more about what you do. And, you know, I think it's so cool. And I love like meeting all the different people in the game that I either click with really well or, you know, admire. And it's just, there's so many awesome people and awesome voices, and I'm glad that I can try to use my platform to elevate and make sure people are aware of the cool stuff you're doing, what you're building. And yeah, I'm excited. I mean, are we going to see you at Towson next summer for the Women's Championships? Like,
oh, yeah.
we got to get you in there for that too.
I already elected myself as the event planner. I mean, I was a social chair in college, so I'm more than happy to plan like some outings if we need some barbecues, maybe some bar tabs, club nights. I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see what it brings.
We got a tailgate for sure. Yeah.
I'm ready for all the events.
Yes. I want the Women's World Championships to be like, it needs to pop off. It is in the Mecca of lacrosse. It is in Maryland. We are here. Well, okay, yeah, you're in Syracuse also, you know, New York is also a Mecca. I'm trying to hate. We got multiple Meccas, but, you know, why not? Like, we got to show up for the ladies. We got to show up for the ladies, show up, show out. So, yes, I will be there loud and proud, showing, you know, recording clips, posting, tweeting, yelling, maybe have a megaphone. I don't know if they allow that, but I want it to be one big party.
It will be.
I'm pumped. Yeah. So Carly, thank you so much for sharing about your business, inspiring business owners out there. I'm inspired talking to you. Like you said, the 20 seconds of courage. There's some emails I got to send. You know, people I got to hit up, and I've been stalling on it because I'm like, I'm so scared. But you know what? Fear is not going to help me grow. Fear is not going to sell my gloves. I don't make gloves, though. I'm really bad at art. So I'll leave that to you. But yes, thank you so much. And I'm excited to share this with everyone.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so fun.
Of course. And yep, don't forget to follow her at Kicks by Carly on socials, and kicksbycarly.com is her website. Get you something nice. And yeah, fingers crossed, everything goes well this season. Hope everyone is staying safe out there, masking up, you know, washing our hands and all of that, so we can all stay safe and see each other in the spring.
Yes. Can't wait for it.
Yes. Yep. Awesome. Thank you everyone for listening.
IL Women Podcast. The source of her sport.